We start with the name of Allah. We praise Allah and thank Him for the blessing of Islam. We humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. We ask Allah to grant us the proper intention, the comprehension, and the reward in the hereafter. Our lecture today is about the first creation that Allah created, the water. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked how this universe started to exist, he said, Allah existed eternally and nothing else existed with Him. He created the arsh, the throne, and placed it above the water. Then He ordered the pen to write in the guarded tablet everything that would happen. Then Allah created the heavens and earth, related by Al-Bukhari. The Prophet answered this question by first stating that Allah's existence does not have a beginning, that is, He is eternal. There is no one attributed with eternity other than Him. In other words, nothing existed eternally except Allah, and Allah created everything. That is, He brought all the creation from non-existence into existence. Allah Ta'ala did not create all the creations at one time. Had He willed for this, it would have occurred. Rather, in 6 days, He created the heavens and the earth, and for earth, Allah created rivers, mountains, and valleys. The wisdom of this is to teach us not to be hasty in doing things. The first creation is the water. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ, which means Allah created everything from water, related by Ibn Hibban. This also means that Allah created water before creating the light, before creating the darkness, the earth, the heavens, the throne, or the guarded tablet. Allah made water the origin for all other creations. He created the throne from water, then He created the upper pen, then the guarded tablet. After these creations, Allah created the rest of the creations, the earth, the heavens, animals, mountains, trees, and rivers. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, was of the last kind of creations, the humans. The Arsh, the throne, is a platform with four pillars. It is the largest of Allah's creations. It is also the ceiling of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the seven heavens in relation to the Kursi are like a ring in a very big open space. Likewise, the Kursi in relation to the throne is like a ring in a very big open space. This indicates the huge size of the throne, which is now carried by four huge angels. It takes a fast bird 700 years to cover the distance between the earlobe and the shoulder of any of these four angels. On the Day of Judgment, 8 angels will carry the throne. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, may Allah raise his rank, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْعَرْشَ إِظْهَارًا لِقُدْرَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْهُ مَكَانًا لِذَاتِهِ, which means, Allah created the throne as an indication of His power. He has not taken it as a place for Himself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow on us the bounty of entering paradise without torture. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and Allah knows best.